found no negative indication. The management letter that is a very comprehensive letter to the issue, the auditor general issues in terms of all the findings for the year under review contain only 17 findings, of which the bulk was actually of that nature. All the material findings raised during the interim audit were addressed. All the findings relating to previous years were addressed and there were no repeat findings. And as we mentioned, there were no corrections to the draft financial statement that we submitted on the 31st of May. And also just for note, there were no fruitless or wasteful expenditure within court. When we look at the statement of financial performance, and we do a year-on-year comparison, one can see that the revenue from 1213 grew from 253.6 million to 297.2 million, approximately 17%. And the main reason, therefore, was the increase in the operational expenditure grant of approximately 14%, to the value of 90.4 million rand. And then also the capital expenditure grant, the 20 million that's reflected in the left-hand column, in respect of the grant for the high-performance computer that we've received from DIA. Aviation revenue also showed an increase of 11%, resulting in rand value year-on-year increase of 8.18 million rand. And our other revenue consisting mainly out of donations received and Sakri air quality equipment or assets that we've received from DIA to the value of 16.1 million, an increase of 8.2 million year-on-year. The expenditure, total expenditure increased from 246.09 million in 1213 to 269.048 in 1314, an increase of approximately 9%. The main reason for that is the employee cost of 10%. Members will probably wonder why there's an increase of 10%. Our annual increase for year-on-year salary increase was approximately 7%. But the 10% actually emanated due to vacant positions filled in the prior year, only taking full effect in 1314 financial year. We then show a surplus deficit before fair value adjustments of 2 million rand. Thereafter, the net surplus reflected for the year under review is 40.163 million rand. The main reason for that surplus, as alluded to before, is the revaluation and non-cash evaluation of the water source land with specific reference to the portion held as investment property. One should please note that should that non-cash item be excluded, the picture looks totally different, as well as the 20 million of capital expenditure grant that's held in reserve in respect to capital expenditure that should be expensed in following years. In regards to the waterproof land, the value of the it's actually divided into two portions. The portion that actually is envisaged where the new office building will be erected or planned. The fair value adjustment that emanates from that is recognized against the revaluation reserve in the statement of financial position. So therefore, it does not influence your income statement. The increase thereof was 7.6 million in terms of that revaluation. And in the portion that actually held as an investment property, the portion increased was from 44.5 million to 83.2 million. And that effect on the income statement actually resulted in the surplus for the year shown as 40.1 million rand. With regards to the actual versus budget, the total revenue projected for the year budget was 2.99 million rand. The actual achieved was 297.2 million rand, a very small variance of 0.62%, less than 1%. Our actual expenditure, we budgeted 302.985 million. The actual was 295.154 million rand, a variance of 2.58%. So that 2.58% as well was in the 5% range, and the board actually took corrective action knowing that the revenue is slightly under than what we projected, resulting if you take both into consideration of a budget space of 98%. When we look at our statement of financial position, Our total assets increased by 10% from 494.5 million to 543.9 million. The reason for that is that non-current assets increased by 18% from 377 million to 443 million. Our acquisitions for the year amounted to 39 million, mainly computer equipment and service, the value of 13.53 million, computer software 8.58 million rand, and air quality equipment of 6.59 million. Our current assets decreased by 15% from 117 million to 100 million, and the main reason for that is cash and cash equivalents that decreased from 94 to 77 million due to the utilization of that in the operational activities of the organization. Our total liabilities increased by 2% from 58 million to 59 million. There was a decrease by 2% from 15.4 to 15.1 million in our retirement benefit obligations, and our current liabilities has increased by 4% from 42.7 to 44.3 million due to creditors being increased from 17 to 21 million rand. Chair, I know the brief is to reflect on the annual report for the last financial year, but we thought it might be of interest for the committee to also just note where we're at in our financial situation as at end of August, but just a brief reflection on that. With regards to our year-to-date figures for 2014-15, our total revenue is very nicely on track. There's a small variance of 500,000 rand, which represents an under revenue by 0.36%. Our total expenditure is currently underspent by 7.33%, mainly due to the underspending on compensation of employees due to vacant positions not being filled. The results of what I just said is illustrated in a graphical format on the next slide. In terms of revenue, government grants, there's no variation on that. Regulated commercial, small variance of 0.54% rand value, 228,000 rand. The non-regulated commercial is a variance of 9% to the value of 783,000 rand. With regard to our expenditure, the compensation of employees, as I explained earlier, gives rise to the majority of variance on expenditure to the value of 8.4 million rand, whereas operational and administrative variances actually cancel one another out. Thank you, Chair. I'll hand over to the CEO.
We spoke about that we are all faced with some of the challenges, but I think as an opportunity and also a challenge, it's an area of resource mobilization. And I think we started to look at other parties that we can work with, one in coming up with more knowledge and application, but also see whether we cannot complement each other in terms of the financials that are needed to do work. The other area that we are paying a close look at is the infrastructure recapitalization, and also the other area, adequate human capital. There was a certain review that was conducted, but in terms of the strategy, Chairperson has indicated, one of the strategies that we put in place is to have the national educational plan, where we'll also look at whether other departments like the Department of Higher Education and the different sectors cannot assist in making sure that there is skill base for the weather service, but moreover for the whole country. So we have already had some workshops, and I think those workshops around these areas, they were really welcome by the universities and also by the municipalities, and together as the weather service. Chairperson, with that, we humbly present our annual report.
Good. There we are, colleagues. I don't have any particular directive as to where you can start anywhere. You can start with finances and link them to performance if it's up to you, it's your call. babu khade ukukhuluma nabo abamelwe bese.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. I would like to point to one thing which is of particular attention to the strategy population 4.1, which was supposed to develop and implement risk management strategy. As a result, I would like to go and quote what has happened in the media previously. The allegations with regards to the trio allegedly who ran the swindle in which they used land recruitment agencies to claim money from the agency for placing staff who in fact apply on their own. Chair, I would like that the report to be also given to us as a member of this portfolio committee for it to be used. But I would also like to hear from the department what is it that they have in place. I know that they've got these are what they call the risk management plan. Is it enough to ensure that this similar incident doesn't happen? Because it has happened and there are more that are going to happen. This is as a result of this what not done.
No, thanks. I think the chair will pardon me if because when the strategy presenter was not here. If this matter had been attended to by the chair, then
it cannot.
I think you need to congratulate the appointment of the CEO as the co-vice chair. I remember in the last presentation they did assure us that it was a mere formality, but it's a very prestigious committee, so I think we need to congratulate the CEO for being a co-vice chair. Obviously, chair, the question of 7 years in succession, unqualified report, is unprecedented. We compliment you. I know that's the domain of the chair. But I think we need to compliment you for that. The key issue for us is that you must sustain it. Don't drop the gun. Chair, I've got a few questions, one or two. The first one relates to the improved disaster management user survey, which further ago is the winning web application. The question that I want to ask is that this kind of facility, in as much as it would be accessible for those in the urban areas, those who have got the requisite technology, what about the rural areas, your farmers in the rural areas who don't have this early warning web special application? Is there an alternative to warning, etc.? The second one relates to the cooperation between yourself and the Limpopo province. In terms of climate change and not climate change, climate matter. And I have heard a few say that in the future there's a plan to collaborate with the other provinces. Now you've got a national footprint. So the question that I want is a specific time frame to recognize the quality's intention of collaborating with all the 9 provinces. The last one will be around energy. Clearly from your point of view, CEO, you are adding value in as far as renewable energy is concerned. But the point that I want to be clarified on is to what extent is source involved. Because you know in the country there are renewables that are rolled out. For example, our province where I come from in the northern Cape has been identified nationally as the hub of renewable energy. So to what extent now is the source involved in the broader aspect concerning the renewable energy and the role that you've outlined for yourself. Lastly, I think source is unnecessarily hard on itself. For example, you say your target of weather is 42%. I mean 42, but you have achieved 95%, and you say you've not achieved. So it goes on with others. I don't think, my view is just a comment, I don't think you need to be critical of that, especially where you have achieved. But lastly, what fascinates me here in conclusion, of, I'm not going to ask questions, is this principle of the private sector that is in adopted to applied by source, the question of succession plan for positions.
Can you elaborate more? Because you are operating as now you are Anglo-American or what, where there is a succession for the CEO. You, in my view, are still a public entity, and you must be governed by the public entity legislation and regulations and operations. But this notion of succession plan, especially you take it out at all levels, strategic level. Those will be the last years. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I want to check in terms of 5.1 on the issues of poverty. Just to get clarity, are we doing this bazaar looking at what you need as a entity, or are you just giving, like I'm impressed with this one of the disadvantaged groups, but I just want to know if it's just giving for compliance, or are you following up where are those people after getting those education?
Just a broad question. You are a reputable organization in our government. You have these responsibilities that you discharge, some that are ably printed here, including ensuring that we don't compromise on information we give to our aviation. We are not found wanting. Secondly, on training that we conduct, even for other countries, on, I believe that would be on matters of weather, monitoring and weather services. What will keep you as this reputable company, and as Mabira has said, Honorable Mabira said, not regress on the good accolades that you have been able to gather thus far? Because indeed, we've been able to get, as a country, through yourself, this wonderful reflection of what we can do as a country. But of course, it was also said that the timely employment of the CFO also assisted us, where we could have got our sums wrong. We were able to ensure that we get our sums right. Therefore, just on expertise that you have, with what we have now, I know you might be tempted to say, no, we don't have enough. With what we have now, with the expertise we have now, we'll be able to keep this expertise so that we are able to perform, notwithstanding the budgetary constraints. Because all of us are well aware, you have had to drill deep into your own innovations to continue delivering what you deliver. Therefore, you have a capacity. Despite and in spite of the financial constraints, you are able to deliver these goods on behalf of all South Africans. Will you be able to continue moving into the future? Will you be able to retain the people that you have? And we are asking these questions advisedly. Because if you don't retain the people that you have, you'll obviously not be able to continue to be this very important institution in our South African brothers. What would be your comment on that? Because we would like you to continue doing this wonderful work, to continue getting these keen audits, but to continue, you know, at times people think that it's men-led organizations that do wonderful work, but to continue to be this women-led organization that can show the world that indeed women-led organizations can even do far better than men-led organizations.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. As I go through the questions, I'm sure my team members have also captured the question. Where I'm falling short, I will be getting the support from them. And sticking with the question around the risk management strategy versus the risk management plan. We at the Water Service, we do have a robust risk management together with the necessary internal controls. I think the information that you get from the papers in terms of the allegation, I need to highlight to the members that the allegations, we managed to get them when we were doing our own kind of survey. Because number one, we got a fraud prevention plan within the organization. And we also promote whistleblowing. So basically, that's when we managed to get this information. And I think members should rest assured that we are dealing with the issue according to what needs to be done. We have just finalized the report, and we will be implementing the recommendations that are in the report. So in terms of the internal controls, we do have those. And one of the areas, the members, is an issue of reputational risk. Hence, when we do our perception surveys, we also look at the corporate image of the organization. And issues of reputational risk, they are also addressed in that area. So in terms of what are those allegations, we are actually dealing with that. The second question around the disaster management, which I think Mr. Nike Ndabandu will also add to that. We have developed the web page for the disaster management, because when it comes to severe weather warnings, we need to work very closely with the disaster management. However, we've also developed other applications that are using the mobile phones, where information can also be provided to the public. But what is important about the severe weather, we don't want to also have, if we distribute it to everybody without going through the disaster management, we might have challenges in some areas where people actually overreact. But we've got a number of applications that we also come up with. For example, we have come up with, which was developed internally by our scientists at the Water Service, a community rain gauge, especially for issues of flash flood, where you can connect it to your cell phone. And it's one of those products that we want to interact with the disaster management and municipalities and see whether we cannot have a program. Because we also have other institutions, for example, that are supporting near market technology innovations that are happening. So that is another initiative that we will be looking at to see whether we cannot source those funds and come up with those applications. And probably when we come and report back to the portfolio committee, we'll be presenting a project where we're starting a pilot project so that that can also be expanded to ensure that we also reach the rural community. Cooperation with Limpopo, I think Mr. Ndabandu will also look at that and in terms of the footprint and also the time frame that we need to put in place. But I must also emphasize that we are doing it in a more structured manner where we identify one area and then from there, if we are successful, we also move to the other area. And the question around the renewable energy, I think we've got wind, we also have solar energy. One of the initiatives, Chair, I think when we are faced with challenges like this, we start to be innovative. We also work very closely with the science and technology, where they've given us some funds, if you look at the annual report, for us to develop the solar monitoring stations, which will assist in terms of the baseline information for the solar energy. I've just received another letter that last year they've given us 4.3 million, now they're going to be giving us another 3.5 million to move with that project. Then the other one which we're involved is our, because the information that you get from the weather service is the baseline information that people can use it for planning. If you want to have a wind farm, you need to have that information in terms of the wind in the area and all that. We are also part of the project where when we look at the wind atlas, developing the wind atlas and having the footprints that you also talked about. So our specific role is to provide the baseline information, but now with the development that we are looking at is to say, how do we then look at that knowledge and have it as application? But we cannot do that alone. We need collaboration partners to do that. Hence, is that working with some of the energy farms, companies that are already there to understand how they want this information presented to them, and then we can also look for partners in terms of developing that information. I think Ms. Ndabambi can also add on that. Then the other issue that has been raised is around being a public entity that is looking at succession plan. We believe it's also important as part of risk management that if your CEO is hit by the car tomorrow, there is somebody going to hold the fort until somebody comes in, or the individual internally is appointed. And it's part of a career advancement within the organization and development. It's also part of attraction and retention of those individuals. Because one of the challenges that knowledge-based institutions are faced with is that you don't come in and having as a CEO having an understanding of everything. 1 year you look at understanding the organization, then you're left with 4 years. And in that 4 years, I'll rather short, year four, the executive is looking for another job. Because now, because the other thing is that most of the contracts for the CEO is 5 years. So it's also important to have a number of people as part of managing the risk. But also, if you look at critical and care skills, it's also good to have a number of people that have the knowledge. If let's say we've got a big project, let's say the project that I'm talking about around renewable energy, if we've got one scientist and we don't have people that are learning from that scientist, when the scientists go, that project fails because there's no other. So we also do that as career advancement for the other people and also as part of development within the organization. And as indicated in the presentation, leadership is important. When there's a leadership vacuum, all the wonderful work that has been done is actually it's reversed. So it's important to continue with that. The other question is around the pathways for critical and scarce skills. When we started with the bursary scheme, we looked at what the organization needed over a period of time. Because we are a specialized organization and we are the key organization that is doing training, we find that one of the things there are, if you look at the past, professions that are not really marketed out there. And previously, disadvantaged kids did not really have exposure. So it was more of saying, let's have this in. We have an incentive for them to come into the organization, but it is that we create jobs. And you find that over time, we do have some of the competitors that coach from the World Service. And I think because we're a key institution that is training and developing these mature people, also working with atmospheric sciences, and the private sector, they also look for those skills. So it's also important for us to have, as part of risk management, a gene pool that keeps coming for the organization. But we have realized that that is not enough. When I spoke about this national educational plan, one of the things that if we can get additional funding, we're going to look, we've done the phase one of making the awareness to the key stakeholders. The next stage is to say, can we also probably go to the private sector and see whether we cannot have an argument that it can be, there can be the appropriate social investment. For example, we're talking about issues of air quality. And if the private sector is involved in that area, if they can start helping the country to develop the capacity that is required. So it's a big up for the organization. This is the bursary scheme that we have. But we are looking for bigger funding. And with the bursary scheme, it's national. We when we advertise, we're looking for people from all over South Africa. Chairperson, you raised a question around the reputational the reputation of the organization as being a reputable organization. And you've raised a question of saying what is it that can that needs to always have in place to maintain. One of the key things is the leadership. Continuation is very important. We need to have that in place. And we cannot, also the other area that is important is the continuous human capital development. At the moment, yes, sir, we have challenges in terms of financial, but I think as indicated, when we look at our vision, we are putting more emphasis now on collaboration. That sometimes you don't have to have all the resources internally. You can partner with other institutions. If making an example, if you're looking at ICT, that is also a backbone. But you might find that there are other institutions, whether it's other weather services, that have advanced in terms of software development. And in partnering with them, we are able to get those resources actually quicker. But human capital, we cannot do without. And the other area is financial resources, looking at other institutions to help us. One of the key areas where South Africa is leading in the continent is also amongst the best at an international level. It's with our infrastructure. The infrastructure that we have, the extension of the infrastructure that is there, that is an area that we need to be paying more focus. And technology advancement. For example, if you look at how in some areas we do our work, is that the processing, you get the data, you need to process it. It might take longer to do it manually, but if we can have the ability to develop some software, which will make it easy for us to automatically process that information that takes two years ago. And obviously, working very closely in terms of governance issues and compliance, our internal auditors and external auditors, maintaining the ISO certification, the total quality management, it gives us that additional presence out there that also give confidence to the aviation industry that we do the work according to the set standards. Immediately, I will also give over to you, looking at the disaster management, if there's any additional issue on how you are working very closely with the rural communities. And the other one is also the Limpopo.
Thank you, CEO. Honorable Chair, honorable members, I think CEO has shared a lot. Just to add, for example, the question of going to the rural area, the rural farmer, in terms of warning. So we're working with the Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs as a collective to go beyond just us and disaster management. Where we had to learn from some mistakes a couple of 4 years ago when the Disaster Management Authority in Kigali District had access to satellite information. So he asked the people to evacuate because he just saw that the satellite seemed to show a lot of rainfall. So we thought that it's important before we give applications or more information on warnings to many users to first educate them. So the board actually gave us also a recommendation that we engage the COPTA, which started the engagement so that we promote awareness. We can send many warnings through the cell phones, for example. But you want to prevent a disaster. But if the information is not interpreted correctly, that may lead us to a disaster. We started with LADC, we got MOU. It's just that that process is moving a bit slow because we believe the media can reach many people in seconds. So you can educate people and then you bring along the management authorities, then you actually implement the local disaster management plan at the municipality level. In terms of the Limpopo example, what we do, we engage various provinces, the municipalities. So those that are willing, we're using them as a pilot. That was just one example. There's another example, the city of Johannesburg, in terms of air quality monitoring station maintenance. So we've agreed that we are going to assist them to maintain those air quality stations so that they can produce quality data. I think that one strength that people have alluded to that in terms of infrastructure maintenance, we've got capabilities. So it's various areas. And then we use the platform, for example, the department had the FRDC quota on the 67 in Durban. So we use those platforms to advocate this wish to kind of collaborate in various areas. And then we get those that are willing, and then we use them to pilot. Thank you.
Chair, there was a question in terms of the timeline. At the moment, we are not able to give the timeline, but from our side, in terms of the planning, we have identified the areas where there is high risk for different phenomena, like the hotspots that the chairperson also talked about when it comes to air quality, areas where you have the communities are more vulnerable in terms of lightning and also severe storms, and also areas where there is a challenge in terms of flooding and all that. Like giving the example that the hybrid automatic weather station that we've shown here, we're working very closely with Nelson Mandela Metro. But what is happening now in the Eastern Cape, areas where there is severe flooding, there's some of the municipalities we start to talk to them. But then the challenge with the timeline is that we're still in negotiating with the different stakeholders.
You spoke of assisting the city of Johannesburg. We know that some of the what you call the stations, weather stations, that are there, they're not being maintained for some time. And they were therefore not given accurate. Are you able to check throughout the country whether the weather stations we have, because you are part of the air quality management system, though you are more specializing on weather matters, but are you able to see whether the various machines or stations we have throughout the country were the operational, or you got it through accident in that air quality conference?
I think Mr. Ndwambi is going to elaborate. We have a responsibility in terms of monitoring the air quality in South Africa. We also have the responsibility, the monitoring stations that are owned by the National Department, they are all reporting to it. But we also have some of those that are reporting which are not meeting the required standards. Hence, we've got a structured approach to start, also start with those, and then having others that are meeting at the requirements. But I think with the just research that the team is busy with is for us to continuously identify those moving forward and the provision of also the issue around the database. Yeah.
Then we tell Got it. I think you see the good part is that if you get a clean audit, we just ask these questions that we want to take out of the way. Because by getting a clean audit, by the way, is an indication of how good your work is. Secondly, by also tabulating where you have been able to achieve in terms of performance and explaining the risks, because at times we don't achieve everything that we learn to do. Life doesn't work that way. But in the overall, you yourself say that indeed you have been able to achieve over 80% of what you planned. So again, from where we are sitting, this says a lot about your work ethics and your ability to be this premier institution in our country. And that's why you are enjoying this status also in the continent and probably in the world as well. And I think this is what colleagues were saying, and we would like to say that continue doing this work. And you have also said it so well, CEO, that at times we might not need the money. At times we might need people that you can collaborate with to continue doing the work that you do. So I think from where we are seated, if we were to be asked a question, if the department were to prioritize and they say they are ditching the South African weather service, I think we'll be one of those who will say it can happen. Because you have a serious role that you are playing in this economy of our country and in this social fabric of our country, our continent and the world. Therefore, there is no way that we can lose you. You must know that you have basically been able to get yourself into our hearts through the work that you do. And you can only improve from here. We rely on you to tell us that there is a severe storm coming, either through radio or through television or through whatever other platform that you yourself are now creating yourself, through cellular phones and through these stations that you are able to communicate with municipalities with. But more than that, we are proud of you. Continue doing this wonderful work. But of course, the only thing that we can assist you with is to give you more money. But you have shown to be quite innovative. And we agree with you, CEO, that's leadership. And if you can't give leadership at times when leadership is needed, you then don't deserve to be where you are. You are able to give leadership when it is needed, and that's why you deserve to be a CEO. You deserve to be a CEO, you deserve to be a COO, and you deserve to be leadership in that institution called the South African Weather Service. I think from all of us, we are impressed. Keep on doing this good job. When we come back next time, as we plan for next year, come with even better achievements, better collaborations. If you want us to open some doors for collaborations, indeed we are ready. There are so many government entities and parastatals in our view that can also link us with yourself, so that you continue to do this good work that you are doing. And from ourselves, as we end our engagement, we want to say, work well done, continue to do this wonderful work. To the department as well, to DIA. By the way, we have not been this eloquent with you, because you are used to this. But we expect no less from you. You see, you have all these entities that report to you. And there is this saying that says, we must lead through example or by example. And from where we are seated, again, you have been able to lead by example, you have got a clean audit, and you are quite also clear of what your mission is within the bigger overall picture of the South African government, what your stake is in us achieving the overall vision of the NDP. You are quite clear. Even your programs speak to this clarity of purpose. So from where we are seated, we will also want to thank you. Yeah. But do more to other entities. You see, it can't only be Source and Sandy that continue to get wonderful reviews from the Auditor General. And this man is a yes. Yes. And this man, in fact, all the others, those who have regressed, sometimes, those who have regressed, we must make sure that indeed they pick up their jackets and they move forward in following you as the leader of the PEC, the Department of Environmental Affairs. So, because indeed, I think the question that was asked by the honorable member started was quite illustrative. How do we link up with all these entities? And what duty and responsibilities do we have towards these entities? Well, at any rate, these entities are carrying forward our mandate. They are carrying forward your mandate. So we will be asking a very hard question on some parts, by the way. Very hard question. And you will be there. We'll be asking you, what did you do when they were sitting without the CEO and the CFO? What did you do? When they were, did you pick this up through your own audit teams that whatever information that they were giving to the auditor general led a lot to be desired? Did you pick that up yourself? That is the only blot on the performance today. But we know, come next year, you will have closed this loophole so that Sunpark as well performs as good as all the other entities under your jurisdiction. But you have done well as a department. You have done very well. Scoring over 90% on usage of the resources allocated to you, but also being very much clear of what you wanted to achieve in the reporting period. So we are very happy with the work that you have done, but you will hear us when we speak about Sunpark. That will be Thursday. Thursday. I think we are still staying at 9:30. We're still spending at 9:30. If other people want us somewhere, we'll request the excuse. Because we don't have the time. We'll request those of us who need to be anywhere else, we'll request to be excused. But from where we're seated, I don't think that the ruling party will have their caucus. Because they think this is very, very important. It's important that we finish with this exercise. So we are still meeting at 9:30, unless there is another information that I don't have. But from where I was sitting, we are at 9:30. Colleagues, that then closes again. We'll be with the minister and the DG on Thursday, but convey our messages that you did well, Source Department did well, but you need to do much better. You need to do much better in relation to some of the entities under your jurisdiction. But by and large, we would like to thank you, and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Yebo wonta ngomso. Okay, to play. Okay, now we can play, and then that's play pause button only, ne? Okay, let's see.